Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about gearing up for your summer forage production. Hello, I'm Amy Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Dr. Rocky Lemus, Mississippi State University Extension Forage Specialist. Rocky, with hay production at full swing, what is the first thing that producers should do to maximize production and efficiency?
The first thing will be to take a soil sample to know the nutrient status of the pastures and hay fields. That will allow providing the necessary nutrients, especially in hay fields, where larger quantities of nutrients are removed from the hay and exported to other parts of the farm during hay feeding season or off the farm when the hay is being sold. Something that is very common in forage systems in Mississippi is that soil pH and potassium levels are usually low due to mismanagement. In this case, liming should be done first to make sure that root systems are strong for nutrient uptake. Lime is the cheapest source of fertilizer that a forage producer can apply before developing a more comprehensive nutrient management plan.
There's a buzz right now for the use of liquid lime. Is liquid lime providing the soil an economic benefit?
Soil pH is the greatest variable that directly influences chemical and biological functions in the soil. Before selecting a liming agent, it is important to know how much active ingredient or relative neutralizing power you are applying for and determine the economic feasibility of the selected product. Liquid lime usually has a high relative neutralizing value, greater than 90%. However, due to lime solubility in water, you might be getting an application of only 0.5 tons of lime per ton of liquid lime applied, since 50% is water. Even when applying at the equivalent rates of agricultural or pelletized lime, liquid lime is only effective for rapid pH adjustment and not a long-term soil pH stabilization. Although the fine material in the liquid lime can have a greater neutralizing effect on a per pound basis, the faster reaction the lime will also have a short life of actual neutralizing capability. Therefore, the liquid lime might only be effective at neutralizing acidity from a few weeks to a few months, depending on the rate of application.
What are the best management practices when it comes to hay production to balance yield and nutritive value?
Forage and livestock producers focus too much on yield production rather than balancing yield and nutrient value that could help minimize any commodity supplementation during the winter. There are two factors that can affect hay production in the summertime, and those are fertilization, especially nitrogen, and maturity. In a hay production system, a producer should apply at least 50 units of actual nitrogen per acre per cut of hay. Applying all the nitrogen at the beginning of the season will result in nitrogen losses and yield reduction later in the season. Maturity is also the major factor affecting nutritive value. Therefore, cutting hay in a 25 to 35 day interval, depending on forage species and environmental condition, is important. The more mature the forage, the higher the fiber content. This will affect nutrient availability, animal forage intake, and forage digestibility in the rumen of the cow.
Are there any pests and diseases producers should be scouting for?
There are several pests that we need to be vigilant. Those include Bermuda grasses, tame maggot, and armyworms. Armyworms can also affect summer annual forage grasses such as millet, forage sorghums, and sorghum sedan grasses. These summer annual grasses can also be affected by the sugarcane aphid. We have seen an increase in leaf spot disease in both Bermuda grass and Bahia grass. They're usually related to wet conditions and low soil potassium, making plants more susceptible. We have seen an increase in disease in Bahia grass, where large quantities of protoliter have from being applied with a soil test recommendation.
Weeds can also be problematic in summer forage production. What approach should a producer take?
There are several troublesome summer weeds such as foxtail, horse nettle, dock fennel, Johnson grass, small grass, vasey grass, among others, that can reduce forage production. Producers want to implement a weed control management that can provide broader control of weeds. Keep in mind that there is not a one herbicide fits all. It's important to scout the fields, determine weed populations, and develop a control plan. Producers need to pay attention to replanting, grazing, and hay restrictions when using herbicides. For more information related to weed control, they can check publication 1532 in the Mississippi State Extension website and refer to the forest section.
So that's extension.msstate.edu and then forage section, right?
That's correct.
Today we've been speaking with Dr. Rocky Lemus, forage specialist. I'm Amy Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.